أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته So Alhamdulillah, we are here again to perform Salatul Jumu'ah. And the main purpose of Salatul Jumu'ah is to remind ourselves the teaching of Quran and Sunnah so that we can follow upon those teachings. And the compulsory part is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send salutation and durood as-salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have achieved that Alhamdulillah in the beginning. So now, the topic which we have today in our hands, which is very important topic, and we have heard many, like thousands time about it, but we will look at it again in a new way so that we can follow up on those teachings easily. The topic, if you can guess, like وَقُرْ رَبِّرْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا is about parents. So duties and responsibilities of the children for the parents, like rights of parents. So this is the topic today, inshallah. So the ayah which I recited, the translation is, and out of kindness, lower to them the wing of humility and say, my Lord, bestow on them the mercy, even as they bestowed mercy upon me in my childhood. So that's the translation, and we will go and explore many other rights and many other duties which are actually obligation upon us being children for our parents. So the idea which I took is came from our Sheikh Arshad Bashir Madani. He gave us a lecture and he talked about all this, but he gave a new way, like a checklist. He gave us a checklist to follow upon those items like this. So we can say, oh, I have done this, I have done this. So that's the new way to explore the rights of parents in a checklist manner. So we can go and we can say, are we doing this or are we not doing this? Okay, yes or no. So this will help us to follow upon those teachings and it will make it easy for us to fulfill those rights, inshallah. So the parents' role is very important in our lives and everybody is aware of that. And there is no way we can return those favors and those things which parents do for their children. There is no way we can return that. There is one hadith. The translation of that hadith is, no child can compensate his father unless he finds him as a slave, buys him out, and then sets him free. So that's the way we can return the favors of parents. So that's amazing explanation how this, what is the meaning. There is no way we can return our parents' favors and their blessings upon us, the way they showed mercy upon us. There is no way we can return that in our lives. So we will see how we can return, how we can achieve those rights then. So we that's the idea. So we will see. And in another Quranic verse, it says, Anishkurli wali walidayk. Be grateful to me and to your parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Anishkurli. Be grateful, be thankful to me and your parents. So it's, you can see the comparison. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be grateful to me, be thankful to me because I gave you so much blessing, and as well as thankful to your parents because they gave you so much blessings as well. They showed too much mercy upon you. So that's actually the idea. So the first thing, how we will see five things which we can do in our lives. Those who are young children here, they can listen carefully and then make sure we do those things to our parents. And people like us who have our parents in old age, we also need to make sure how we are trying to pay rights to our parents and how we can improve those relationships and those our duties and responsibilities, how we can fulfill. So the first foremost is respect parents. So the first thing is we need to respect. We need to show respect to our parents. They are the most deserving human beings on this earth to deserve our respect. So that's actually the first thing. And you know, you can understand the level of importance and emphasis which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran. Whenever Allah talk about worship Him and do not associate other partners, Allah talk about parents after that. So one example is, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. So you can see Allah تَعْبُدُ. Allah is talking about worship Him. And then Allah is talking about be kind to your parents. So the translation of this ayah is, your Lord has ordained that you must not worship anything other than Him, and that you must be kind to your parents. If either or both of your parents should become advanced in age, they become old age, do not express to them words which show your slightest disappointment. You know the word which Quran says, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّيُّ. The word uff is an expression. It's not a word. This is an expression. When we get annoyed from our parents and we say, oh. So that's actually expression. Allah captured that expression in Quran amazingly. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّيُّ. You know, we are very familiar about this word. Uff. Oh. So that's actually same word Allah use a word in Quran like uff. That's actually expression. So what is the translation? Show your slightest disappointment. You know, when we are disappointed, then we say, the traffic, you see 401 jam, 401 West jam all the time, DVP all the time. So you say, again. So it's actually that's the biggest disappointment. It's not slightest disappointment. DVP is the biggest disappointment all the time. So the disappointment Allah talking about, slightest disappointment. When you are just because of something, you are not happy and you are disappointed by your parents. So that's Allah say, do not show that slightest disappointment. Never yell at them, but always speak to them with kindness. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak with kindness. So that's actually the first thing. Respect your parents. Respect our parents. We need to respect our parents. They are most deserving people and individuals who deserve our respect, other than our friends, other than our any relatives, anybody. So they are the most deserving people who deserve our respect. Obey parents. So second. So five, we will see five things which we our duties towards our parents. So second one, obey parents. This simple hadith which I read somewhere in a book, atir abak, atir abak. You know, obey your father. It's simple, two words, atir abak, obey your father. So what? And you can the example of obeying a father. We just celebrated Eid al-Adha and everybody talk about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. That's the best example of obedience towards the father of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. So Allah says you need to obey your parents in all commandments other than only one, when they ask you to do shirk, associate partners with him. That's the only condition you can say, kindly you can deal with them. And you don't need to obey that command. The only that is the one exception. Otherwise, you can see the example. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said to a Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, I saw a dream. and I am slaughtering you. So what is the obedience? Prophet Ismail alayhi salam obeyed him. He just said, you do what you got commandment from God, and I'm ready. You will find me patient, inshallah, the people of patience. So that's the best example of obedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna Allah harrama alaykum uququl ummahat. Uququl ummahat means disobedience of your mothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it impermissible upon us. Haram. This is haram to do disobedience of your mothers. So beautiful hadith, sahih Muslim. So what is the translation? Allah has, Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah has forbidden you from neglecting and disobedience your duty to your mothers. So that's very important about mothers. So those all children who are sitting here in this gathering today, in sisters area and here, they need to learn this is not allowed you to do disobedience to your mothers. And then another hadith says there are four biggest sins, kabair. Those are four. Look at those four. What are those? Somebody asked, what are the major sins? Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there are four. There are associating idols with Allah, disobedience to parents. This is the major sin. The second one, killing a person. You can see the comparison. Killing a person is as equal as disobedience to your parents. And then the last one, false testimony, like jhoote vaade or baat, those are. So call a zoor. So these are four things. So you can understand that obedience to parents is very important in our lives. So second is, first one, respect your parents. Second is, obey your parents. We are going through the checklist, how we can give our duties and responsibilities towards our parents and the rights of parents, how we can pay. This is a checklist. First, respect. Second, obey parents. Third, show best manners towards them. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That's actually mentioned in Quran four times. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And right after, when Allah talk about worship him, and Allah talk about do not associate any partners with him. And right after that, Allah says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. So that's actually the best, show best manners towards them. So we will see a few hadiths as well. One hadith says, one person came and asked, O Messenger of Allah, who is most deserving of my fine treatment? Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother, then your mother. Third time he said, then your mother. So three times, your mother is the best deserving person for your fine treatment. And then after your father. And then so on, other relatives. So this is the hierarchy. You can see mother, and then father, and then brothers, and then sisters, and then puppy, chacha, taya, all those people. So that's actually the level of kindness towards parents. The second one, waqfil lahuma janaha dhulli minar rahma. This is amazing description how you can be best kind people towards your parents. Is this ayah? It's amazing. Janaha dhulli. You know, janaha dhulli is like, janaha means wings. So janaha means wings, wings of humility. So when you are dealing with your parents, you need to be like humble. Wings of humility, like you need to stand up like that. So how we do that? Do we do that? We need to ponder upon this and see how we deal with our parents. So this is the description. Allah says, janaha dhulli minar rahma. Waqfil lahuma. Waqfil means lower your wings of humility. Just stand up like a slave in front of them. So that's actually what Allah is saying. So that's actually the second thing. The third thing, the best deed mentioned by Prophet is kindness to parents. Is what is the obedience and kindness to parents? So somebody asked, what is the best deeds, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam? Hazrat sallam answered, afzalul amali as-salatu li waqtiha wa birrul walidain. Wa birrul walidain means kindness to your parents. So this is the third one. The fourth one, taking care of needs of parents. So this is the checklist. So we have seen three. So fourth one is taking care of their needs. When they become old age, you need to make sure you are fulfilling their needs. When you are young, they fulfill your needs. Now your turn to return back and fulfill their needs. So that's actually the... So there is one hadith. Let him be humble into dust. Let him be humble into dust. It was said, Allah subhanahu Allah's messenger, who is he? Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started like that. Let him be humbled in dust. Like halak, you know, he just become humiliated. People ask, who? Then Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answered. So he created curiosity. Who deserve this kind of treatment? The person who does not earn Jannah when he finds their parents in old age. So Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you find one of your father, your mother or father, then you can earn Jannah by fulfilling their needs and making them happy. So that's the recipe to earn Jannah. So this is the fourth one. The last one is asking for forgiveness for parents. Make dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in Quran, how we make dua. Look at this. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. We always recite that dua. So you need to understand the translation as well. Oh our Lord, on the day of judgment, forgive me, my parents, and all the believers. So amazing dua. We need to recite that dua. And the amazing, everybody, every child should recite this dua. Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh Lord, show mercy upon my parents the way they bestowed mercy upon me when I was young. And everybody is aware how parents show their mercy when we are young. So that's actually, we can go on and on these topic, but we need to finish in few minutes. So these five things we have seen: respect parents, obey parents, show best manners towards parents, taking care of their needs, and the last one, asking for forgiveness for parents. Now we will see few things which we should not do towards parents. These are the things we should do. Five things we will see which we should not do. So what are those things? Don't curse your parents. How we will curse our own parents? If we curse someone else's parents, then he, in return, he will curse your parents. So that's actually the hadith I just summarized for you. So do not curse anybody's parents, because in return, he will curse your parents. So is it as if you are cursing your own parents? The second one, do not make parents cry. You know, our behavior, our attitudes may make our parents cry. So be careful. We should not do that. Do not scare them. You know, sometimes we threat. We will do this. So this is actually forbidden. Do not scare your parents. Do not be stingy. When it's time to spend upon your parents, you need to send money. You need to fulfill without asking. You should know your parents' needs as they used to know your needs when you were young. So we just need to sense and send money if we are here and if our parents are here, if they need money. So the last one is, do not make parents sad. You know, sometimes our few sentences make them sad, and they become so sad, and we share our, you know, problems and hardships, and they become sad. So do avoid that as well. The last but not least, do not remind parents your good deeds. If you do good deeds, do not remind. You know, ahsaan jatlana. So parents don't deserve that. So this is the last thing. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever I said, first foremost, I deserve that. To follow upon this, I just gather all these things for you guys. To make a reminder for ourselves. So may Allah make it easy for all of us to obey our parents, to become best, most obedient children to our parents. And then we should not do, you know, reproach or reminders towards them for our good deeds. So whatever we just said, may Allah accept all this for us and make it easy to follow upon. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.